You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hi, friends. Over the next 3 weeks, I would like to go deeper into aspects of the sinking prayer that I introduced on September 3rd. So if you haven't yet prayed with that, I would suggest that you go back and do that sinking prayer. Because in it, I introduce the idea, and it's not new to me. I mean, this is not my idea. I introduce an idea of us having three centers of knowing. We know through our mind, we know through our heart, and we know through our body. And sinking prayer can give us the opportunity to bring each of those independently and then together into this space of prayer, into God's loving presence. And that when we are connecting in each of those centers, there's a deep knowing that can occur, and often a deep healing can accompany that. And so over the next 3 weeks, I want to take each of those centers one by one and offer a guided prayer with each of those. I want to start with the body, and that is only because for me, and it's different for everyone, but for me, the way that I know things, generally, a knowing for me starts in my body. I didn't always recognize that. I was disconnected from that center of knowing for many years. But as I've healed and as I've grown, I've recognized usually I know something first via intuition, via my gut, via the way it feels to my body. And then after I've known something in my body, then comes the mind, that thinking that supports the gut. And for me, the last thing to generally come is an awareness of the emotions, an awareness of how I'm actually feeling about whatever experience, relationship, insight, self-knowledge, whatever is happening. Usually the emotion comes last for me. And so I'm going to follow that pattern. But for you, you may first know with your feelings, and then you connect it with your mind, and then you understand through your body. So it's going to be a little different for everyone. And once we have released all three of these weeks, you may choose to come back to them in a different order so that you can pray through the intellectual centers as they tend to present for you. So if this doesn't make a whole lot of sense yet, just pray with it. And I think the understanding that you need will come. I love you. Thanks for going to these places with me in prayer. And so let's get ready to do some body work in prayer today. For this prayer, I would recommend a posture that allows you to really be present with your own body. Something that is not going to create unnecessary tension in your body or discomfort, so that you're really just connecting with what is there. So finding a posture that is comfortable and natural to you so that you can really key into your physical sensations is important for this kind of prayer. So go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. To begin today, I want you to take the next 2 minutes just to breathe. And if you're able to do the deep diaphragmatic breathing, the kind of breath that fills that center of your being and causes your stomach to raise and fall with each inhalation and with each exhalation, I want you to go ahead and do that. And if you don't know how to do diaphragmatic breathing, just breathe as deeply and as at as slow of a pace as is comfortable for you. I would encourage you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. trying to heat up the body, which is what happens when you breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. As you continue to breathe, I want you to notice how that breath feels to you today. Bringing awareness first to your chest. Does the breathing come with ease? Or does your chest feel constricted? Take in this next breath, follow it down all the way to the center of your being. Noticing if there's any tightness in your back, your spine, your hips. Breathe into those spaces, noticing any sensations that rise for you. There's no rush as we breathe. Understanding or connection with your body. It comes as you're ready for it. Continue to breathe, letting the breath bring awareness in to you. And then as it comes back up, out in that exhalation, I want you to notice, how does your throat feel? Your jaw, your lips. Is there any sense of anything being tight, constricted? Or are you relaxed and loose in those areas? Down into your center and back up. Just see what you notice. How does your rib cage feel? Does your body lift with each breath? If it does, allow your awareness to go up towards the top of your head. Is there any pain behind your eyes? Any tightness in your neck, your shoulders, your temple? As you send your awareness up and through the top of your head, what do you notice? What sensations arise for you? Just breathe into that for a few more breaths. Remembering to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. These next several breaths, I want you to allow your awareness to go to your extremities. The breath is carried to every part of your body. And so allow your awareness to go into your arms, all the way out through your fingers. Taking several breaths to notice any tightness, What have these arms carried? How have they supported you? This next breath, allow the energy of your breath to bring your attention downward into your lower extremities. Imagine the oxygen moving all the way down your legs to the ends of your toes. What sensations do you notice? Any point of pain or discomfort? Any tightness in your joints? This next breath, as you breathe in, notice where does your attention of all the places that we have scanned, where does this breath bring your attention? I want you to breathe into that space. Me, there is a pinpoint on my back, an ache there. And I want you to keep breathing into that, wherever it is for you. And ask yourself the question, what is my body saying to me? What does it know that I need to know today? As you continue to breathe into that, accept any awareness, any insight, any question with curiosity, allow it to rise. Any emotion, any thought that comes. Your body is always speaking to you. It supports you every day. When we bring awareness to it in our prayer, it will tell us what we need to know. Our body is where the unconscious begins the process of becoming conscious. So I want you to turn toward Jesus now. God who is embodied, God made flesh. And share with him anything that is rising in you. Thank you. words come. Just breathe with Jesus. Allow the breath that you are breathing to become a reminder that God's Spirit lives within you. See each breath as a healing that is going into you and spreading through your entire body. Each breath an invitation to be filled with the Spirit of God. Each breath a declaration of your need for the divine. Each breath a declaration that you are not self-sustaining. Each breath a reminder that you are sustained by the divine presence. And each breath calls us back to God. So allow yourself to be held and supported by our great God today. When you're ready, offer your amen. Friends, thanks for praying with me. If this was the first time you've kind of done this sort of body work in your prayer, I'm guessing it may have been a little uncomfortable, a little odd. But the reality is your body is always communicating with you. It's a way that God speaks. I mean, it tells us when we're hungry and when we're thirsty and when we're tired. And in the same way that our body has that kind of intelligence, there is a deeper knowing. It tells our soul when it needs rest. It tells us when we need to be with people who love us. It tells us when we need to take some action to care for ourselves or to care for others. But there's an attunement that has to happen before we can really receive what our body is saying to us. It's an attunement to the knowing that is something God just wired into us. And so my hope is that as you begin to do body work in your prayer, that attunement will happen and that there will be a deeper alignment between your body and your mind and your heart, and that deep healing will come to you as understanding comes. But I believe all of us have this intuition that is just in us. It's the Spirit of God that is coursing through us all the time. And so that may be a new idea for you. It may take some work and some time to develop that awareness and that attunement to the feedback that God is giving us all the time through our bodies. But I hope that you will commit yourself to that work, because I believe that it is a work of prayer to grow in this. So friends, I'm here for it. I hope you're here for it. I love you, and I want to continue to support you in your prayer. And so I will look forward to praying with you again soon.